District events year-round. The Senior Club for people age 50-plus meets the second Tuesday of each month at noon. Inquire about the potluck meal with entertainment. Meet friends new and old. Members like trips and excursions of all interests. Residents pay just $12 and $15 for non-residents. Want more information about the Senior Club with the Urbana Park District? Call 367-1544 or go online to urbanaparks.org. That's urbanaparks.org.
Valid 11/22 to 11/26/18 while supplies.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's finally Florida's senator-elect.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I'm excited about the win. I'm excited about going to D.C.
Governor Rick Scott was declared the winner after a second recount.
Well, it was very frustrating. We when I announced we'd won that Tuesday night, we were up 57,000 votes, and they just kept finding ballots.
Scott beat Democratic Senator Bill Nelson by only about 10,000 votes. And in much scrutinized Broward County, where there were lawsuits and fraud allegations, Election Supervisor Brenda Snipes has reportedly resigned. President Trump's pick for acting attorney general still under scrutiny. There's a court battle over it, and Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff told ABC's This Week.
And ethically, he should have absolutely nothing to do with the investigation.
But the president is backing Matt Whitaker. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
President Trump told Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday that he was unaware of Whitaker's past remarks about red lines that shouldn't be crossed and hobbling the Mueller investigation into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia when he appointed him to replace Jeff Sessions.
He's a very smart person, a very respected person. He's going to do what's right. I really believe he's going to do what's right.
The president said it's going to be up to Whitaker when asked if he would accept any move by the acting attorney general to curtail special counsel Mueller's investigation. Dave?
I'm John. The president also told Fox,
I think I'm doing a great job. We have the best economy we've ever had.
Giving himself an A+. And one more thing, the president said he will not listen to the audio recording of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder, saying he doesn't need to hear the suffering. In Northern California, a vigil for the 77 dead wildfire victims as the search continues for nearly 1,000 people still unaccounted for. Many more living in shelters or tents after the fire burned down more than 10,000 homes.
Coming out of Paradise, going to Chico, I mean, there was flames on each side of our truck.
This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal. And we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Class of light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
President Trump went to California over the weekend, visiting wildfire-scorched areas like Paradise, calling it very sad, praising law enforcement and the crew still searching for the missing. He also said something that resonated thousands of miles away.
President Trump cited a conversation with the president of Forest Heavy Finland as he spoke about the role of forest management in stemming wildfires.
They spent a lot of time on raking and cleaning and doing things, and they don't have any problem.
But a Finnish newspaper quoting President Sauli Niinistö is saying that while he remembers speaking briefly with President Trump about forests earlier this month, he can't recall rakes coming up. Finns are posting photographs online brandishing rakes, along with the captions, Rake America Great Again and Rake News. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
It's sentencing day in Colorado for Christopher Watts for murdering his pregnant wife and two young daughters back in August when for a few days he pretended they were missing, going on TV asking them to come home.
Watts pleaded guilty to get life in prison, avoiding the death penalty. On Wall Street, stock futures have been lower ahead of the opening bell. As a new champion NASCAR driver,
the 21st victory of his Monster Energy Cup career may be the sweetest of all for the driver of the number 22, Joey Logano, taking the checkered flag in the Ford EcoBoost 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway to claim the Monster Energy Cup for the first time in his career, beating out three previous champs in Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, and Kyle Busch, who finished second through fourth behind him. It's Logano's first win at Homestead and his third of the season, leading 80 laps, most importantly, taking the lead from Truex on lap 256 of 267 and hanging on for the victory. Worth noting that Logano is now the 33rd different Cup Series champion and the first from the state of Connecticut. From Homestead Miami Speedway, Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In the NFL, the New Orleans Saints won their ninth straight game, blowing out the defending champion Eagles 48-7. The Pittsburgh Steelers won their sixth in a row, a comeback victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning. Time for your local news, brought to you by ABC Heating and Air. It's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Depend on their skilled, licensed, and experienced technicians at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning to help you with your residential and commercial needs. ABCHeatingandAC.com or 352-5400.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Mahomet man was hurt in a single vehicle crash north of Mahomet on Sunday afternoon. 75-year-old Ronald Phelps was driving a Hyundai Sonata eastbound on County Road 2650 approaching Illinois 47 when his vehicle went into a ditch. It went in onto Illinois 47, crossed the highway, went into another ditch. Police say it didn't appear that Phelps was wearing a seatbelt. The Illinois Association of School Boards voted this weekend against a resolution that would give the school districts the choice to arm staff. ABC7Chicago.com says the measure was mostly supported by rural school districts that were worried about their ability to hire resource officers, and they were concerned about emergency response time. The resolution failed 203 to 179. The IASB says the measure was intended to allow school districts to decide what is best for their communities. The vote came on Saturday. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, fall is officially here in Central Illinois, and ABC Heating and Air knows that soon Old Man Winter will be knocking on your doors. Ensure your furnace is running at its best when you schedule a fall tune-up at ABC Heating and Air. Don't trust me? Read their reviews. Like ABC has come to my rescue more than once this week. We've always gotten great prompt service at a great price with ABC. And ABC is always professional and never overpriced on any item. Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 or find them online at ABCHeatingandAC.com.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floor. Still time to get the centerpiece for Thursday's Thanksgiving celebration. It's Blossom Basket Florist at BlossomBasket.com at Windsor and Duncan. That's Village at the Crossing. They're also located on Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or BlossomBasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Feels a little more mild today. High near 40, down to around 26 with the clouds. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 36, low 26. Sunshine on Wednesday and Thanksgiving Day Thursday as we get inside 40 and maybe up into the mid-40s by Thanksgiving. Right now, the temperature's at 34. ESPN 93.5.
Well, it's always a pleasure to welcome Alan Sachs, professor of political science at the University of Texas at Arlington. Alan, how are you today?
Good morning. I heard the best discussion last evening on Fox News when Mark Levin interviewed a professor at Stanford by the name of Victor Davis Hanson. And it was the best discussion that I've heard in a long time about the state of American society and politics. It was just excellent.
Mark David Hanson, he's really smart. I've heard him on before. He's very, very good. Well, protesters chant, "What Trump said is true. What Trump said is true." This is coming from Tijuana this morning, where they're calling all of the immigrants that landed in their town an invasion. They're sleeping on the baseball fields. They're sleeping on the streets. There's no place for them to go. The folks in Tijuana feel like they're being overrun.
It is very interesting that Mexico is essentially on our side on this one, saying essentially these immigrants are just, or whatever one wants to call them, is causing chaos and confusion, and very similar to what President Trump has been saying.
Well, and I say, if you wanted to look at it and get real personal, if I took this 3,000, 6,000, whatever the number is, and I go to your house and I knock on your door and say, you have to take these five,
And you come say, well, who are they? And you're going to say, well, that's tough. You don't know, but here they are. You get five, they get five. You just wouldn't let anybody into your home without knowing a little background to protect your family. It's the same thing on our border. I don't understand why we don't want to have borders.
I always ask my students the same thing. Most of my students, you know, they want open borders. And their argument is, well, it's just the right thing to do. And I ask them, well, if you see a homeless person on the street, which, by the way, I saw Saturday night here in my little town of Arlington, Texas, home of the Dallas Cowboys.
There you go.
I always got to get that in.
Yeah.
And you knock on a door and you say, why don't you take this individual in? And the individual I saw looked very clearly disturbed. He was walking around a supermarket parking lot after I went in there to get something late at night. And he looked really rather dangerous, frankly.
Yeah.
And nobody was around. He was walking around in circles. And I would ask my students, well, why don't you just take him in? Open the door and take him in. Well, that's different, you know, to my students.
Yeah.
My students are very kind, except when it comes down to them.
Yeah. Okay, other news since the last time we talked, there's a new governor of Georgia, there's a new governor of Florida, and the new senator from Florida, Rick Scott. All the recounting, it's all over.
I don't know if I'm going to vote anymore. I'm very serious. I may have mentioned that last time. Wherever you look, whether it's Georgia or Florida, of course, new ballots turn up all the time.
Yeah.
And the same thing in California. And I don't understand this. I really don't. I've been looking at elections for a long time. And I believe there's always been a lot of funny business with them. I'm using funny business in quotes. And it's very bothersome to me. So I think voting in many ways is almost futile. Mm. But I know there will be many arguments against what I'm saying. I understand them all. But you do begin to get very frustrated when so many elections, you think it went one way, and 2 days later, it's something else. And that happened in I think, four California congressional districts. And all of Orange County now in California is Democratic, all of it. And some of that may be very legitimate, caused by different populations going in there, or it could be a lot of shenanigans, probably both.
Well, it's finally, I think, for the most part, there's still 3-4 seats, I think, undetermined in the House. So it looks like the Democrats will get 36-40 total net gain, which is more than they thought initially on election night. But the Senate's got 52, and if they win Mississippi, they'll have 53, which is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And they have the Senate, and the Senate is strong Republican. But the House is going to cause a lot of trouble. When you think of Maxine Waters, the head of the Financial Services Committee, Ed Schiff, the head of the Intelligence Committee, I believe, I think his name is Nadal, I think, from New York City, the head of the House Judiciary Committee. And these are people that have already said for a long time the investigations are going to start as soon as the gavel gets in their hands, which will be sometime after the first of the year.
That means nothing gets done, and that could backfire in 2020 on them. I think the Senate being so Republican is pretty good if you're a Republican regarding judges, because you can get a whole lot of judges confirmed the next 2 years.
Here in Texas, even going back to the congressional races, here in Texas, a longtime Republican by the name of Pete Sessions, no relation to the former attorney general, was defeated by a Democrat, a former football player, and nothing wrong about that, of course, but he had good name recognition, and it's now turned Democratic in a very Republican area of North Texas.
Well,
and the same thing happened in other parts of the country as well.
It's interesting, there's no doubt, question. Well, what do you think? It's Thanksgiving week, Alan. We ought to be thankful for America.
Oh, I'm very thankful for America. There's no question about that. I'm very thankful for this country and what it's all about. The question is it changing very dramatically? Last night, Mark Levin asked Victor Davis Hanson that very question, essentially, by another way. He said, is the country going up or down? And Professor Hanson didn't specifically answer it, but he seemed to say, there were some dates. Is this 1861, the start of the Civil War, or is it 1968 when America was ablaze because of Vietnam and other issues? And he said he really didn't know. but he was, in the short term, I think both of them were very, very pessimistic. In the long term, not so much.
Alan, always a pleasure, my friend. Thankful for you. I appreciate your time on Mondays.
I always bring happiness and light.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That's Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. I call him on Mondays, kind of get the lowdown. ESPN 93.5, maybe get the lowdown at lunch at Houlihan's today. That'd be fun.
That sounds wonderful.
What am I on these days? Still on the steak wedge.
And I like the lettuce leaf that has the kind of Thai chicken on top,
yeah,
and peanut sauce. It's delicious.
Healthy, and you've got that going. I did try the club. I moved out of the circle of wedge salad and tried the club. I really liked that two times in a row.
Of course, it's not too early to think about New Year's Eve. Maybe book a room also at iHotel. Play it on the classy side. Just stay in one facility and just have a night out with your sweetheart. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, and they've got deals, too. You can get a nice deal for New Year's. You might check it out. It's iHotel, Houlihan's Restaurant, Conference Center, best property. I said downstate, and then Peter said the world. I said the best downstate, best of the country. Yeah. It's the iHotel Conference Center, Houlihan. Say hey to Sam.
That's
if you
right.
See him, you'll see him around.
StayAtTheEye.com.
Okay. ESPN 93.5. Let's check sports headlines.
Our women's basketball team beat Columbia yesterday, 3-0 on the season, 76-69 yesterday. Now our Illini men's basketball team will face Gonzaga. We are 1-1. They are 3-0. They're averaging 100-point-plus games. And Josh Perkins is one of the main players that the Illini have to shut down. 10:30 tip-off tonight from Hawaii. Trent Frazier has been cleared to play.
Cleared to dress.
Okay.
Game-time decision on whether he gets in.
Gotcha.
But he is dressing, and he's in Maui. And, he had a concussion in the walkthrough of last whatever the Georgetown game was. And hopefully Trent Frazier will play tonight. We need him.
We have other Big Ten hoops that happened last night. Really, the only person that lost, or team, I guess, is Purdue at number 23. But number 16, Virginia Tech, was on top, 89-83. Everybody else, like, for instance, Michigan State over Tennessee Tech, 101-33. I mean, come on.
I get in that game.
Illinois and Rutgers volleyball, we win again.
Yep.
And in football, there's that. Okay.
I've got a few things to say.
All right.
Just to kind of wrap it up with that, I'll comment on that coming up.
We'll just leave it at that. Iowa on top, 63-0. LSU, looks like Les Miles at the age of 65 is going to Kansas.
Wow. That's one of those, here, please come help. Yeah, but I'm 65. I don't care. Here's all the money.
Okay.
And Les is going, I can't get another gig like this. Okay.
There you go.
I'm coming.
Bears beat Minnesota's Vikings. A good game. 25-20 was the final. Colts on top over the Titans, 38-10. That's four straight for the Colts.
Yeah.
Saints get nine straight.
Yeah. New Orleans Saints.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's a wonderful elixir. When you're an Illini fan, I feel bad for Austin, who's a Philly fan.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
He had the Illini and Philadelphia.
Right, 48-7.
Combined,
he had his day last year. Well,
Super Bowl and had all a great year, you bet. But his combined team scored seven. So
the Blues will host the L.A. Kings tonight. Blackhawks over the Minnesota Wild, 3-1 yesterday. Joey Logano with his first NASCAR Cup championship. And Charles Howell III sinks in a putt. Playoff hole against Patrick Rogers.
Yeah.
That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right. It is 7:18 ESPN 93.5. Good time to go talk cars or trucks or whatever you're thinking at Honda BMW. They are an award-winning dealership, and they are standing by, and they are thankful for you. They've had a wonderful year of Honda BMW. They are a Honda President's Award-winning dealership, meaning they're a top 10% Honda dealer in the United States of America. And I'm telling you, it's hard to get that designation. There are a lot of Honda dealers. What are there, 15 in the Denver area alone?
Wow.
I mean, so being a top 10% Honda dealer is a big thing. So that means you're going to go in, you're going to like who you're talking to, you're going to be great at service when they get your car in there. It's going to be done right the first time. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I mean, they're really good. Check them out. They're at Neil at Burwash in Savoy. You can try at drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. Get started on the online. But say to Ben Quattrone, congratulate him on being a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. and all the wonderful people there. DriveChampagne.com, Honda BMW, Neil and Burwash in Savoy. Here you go with your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast and brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. WattsCopy.com.
Up to 39 today, cloudy start, 26 our low tonight, some clouds, partly sunny with a high 36 tomorrow, down to 26, clear conditions Tuesday evening. Wednesday, as we get all those things set for our Thanksgiving Day, we've got a high 43 with sunshine, and as you head to Grandma's house on Thanksgiving Day, high 46 with sunshine. Shopping on Friday, high 60 at point.
Hey,
I know. Partly cloudy.
Wow.
That looks great.
Yeah.
Right now, the temperature's at 33. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's Thanksgiving week. It's Monday, November 19 at 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, a veteran auto executive is out, and reports in Japan say he has been arrested. Nissan is removing its longtime chairman, Carlos Ghosn, saying he was unreporting his income. Another company executive, Greg Kelly, is also said to be deeply involved in misconduct that includes personal use of company assets. Nissan says it has been providing information to the Japanese Public Prosecutor's Office and will continue to do so. Ghosn has been a respected leader in the auto industry. He was credited with leading Nissan to a dramatic turnaround over the past two decades. He also heads Renault in France. There's a merger in the oil and gas business. Resolute Energy is being sold to Cimarex Energy for $1.6 billion. The Dow added 123 on Friday. NASDAQ dropped 11. The S&P added 6. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
So Friday, I half-heartedly told Kent Brown the best part of the football game will be my daughter being introduced.
And I thought it was.
It actually was.
Exactly.
The best part of that football game. Okay, what do you say? You can't do that. You can't lose at home 63-0. Yeah, worst loss in 112 years.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. The worst enemy of excellence is apathy. There is no way you could watch that. The only people left in the stadium for most of the second half were family, girlfriends, brothers and sisters, and Iowa.
Support staff that had to be there.
Had to be there. But
yeah,
we're talking about, did you see that Lauren Tate did a head count in the second half? There were 75 students. The entire east balcony stands, there were 200. And the entire horseshoe, there were 300. That's 575 people. I saw university people that were invested in this program leaving at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lose a game like that way. What it doesn't, you're going to look now, you'll look back in this year and you'll say, okay, Lovey was 2-10. Oh, look, he was 4-8. That was better.
Right.
But this feels worse than last year, because we've given up more points than the history of our program.
Right.
So it has felt worse, even though we've won more. So I hope that the team plays somehow in some fashion competitive, even though it appears that Northwestern can call the score when we play in Chicago.
And where is that game?
Evanston.
Oh, I know, but okay.
It's in Evanston on their campus.
Okay.
The thing is that there'll be very few Atlanta fans even looking up this weekend looking for the game. That's the worst enemy of anything. And think about next season's football ticket sales.
Right.
They went out, they got the tailgate, they went in, they were down 35-0 at halftime, the team looked uninspired. What's going on? Now, you know Lovey's going to keep going. He's not going to leave. It's $12 million if we fire him. That's not going to happen. So he's staying. We got him next year, but I would suggest that next year is pretty critical in this tenure. You just gotta get to 6 wins and not do what they did on defense, which is a head scratcher. I thought the hire was great. I really like Lovie Smith. I think he's a really good man. I really do. I was excited. I said two things. Recruits will flock to him. I was wrong. We're currently 14th in the Big Ten in recruiting last. We have 10 commits for next year. What? And I said, well, we'll at least be good on defense. Ooh, what the heck was that? Didn't see that coming. It's the worst defense I've ever seen in Illinois. And I can't sugarcoat this. It's just, you don't have to win. President Jim Stuckel, really liked him back in the 90s, early 2000s. He was president of the university. I said, what about our football team? I think I asked him. He said, you don't have to win every game, but you do have to be competitive. Because if you're losing 63-0 on senior day, how many want to buy a season ticket next year? Not very many, because you know you can get them if you want them. So it's gone from bad to worse, folks. It really has, and I'm so sorry about it. And I'm really, really like Lovey and rooting for him, rooting for Josh. But you just can't lose a ball game like that because everybody quits caring.
So Northwestern's ranked 22, and that's a 2:30 start on Saturday the 24th.
Yeah, okay, go get them. I hope it's, you know, better, you know, if 45-28, okay. But, man, it's hard because they're my team, and I'm orange and blue, but nobody, the coaches, nobody. Josh Whitman, you can't accept that on what happened Saturday. That is unacceptable. If I put a radio show on here and it was really, really bad and people called to complain and nobody listened, I'd have a problem because I couldn't sell any advertising for it. It's the same thing in anything. So here's rooting for him. Just so sorry this has happened. I didn't see this kind of thing coming. But, man, 58% of a particular betting house in Nevada bet on Illinois and took 15 points. Oops. Didn't work out.
Okay.
Let's go. Basketball tonight, 10:30, and all my efforts of petitioning the folks in Maui. I could not get the game changed to a more reasonable central time of 6 o'clock. So it'll be 10:30 on ESPN2. The Deuce has Illinois Gonzaga. I shall be watching. We lost to Georgetown, but I was fully entertained. I thought we should have won, but that's okay. I sure like Georgie, and I sure like this Io fella. So there's some hope there on that side of Florida Avenue. So let's hope that the Fighting Illini can compete for a while with Gonzaga. They're really good. But let's see where we are. Okay, back with more in a moment. 7:29.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Rain this week could help firefighters in Northern California, but make it harder to find human remains.
Teams of volunteers armed with a cadaver dog are looking for the remains of victims in the Northern California wildfires, carefully going through debris. About 400 people are in the Sierra foothills working quickly to beat the rain that's forecast for midweek that could wash away bone fragments. At least 77 people have died in the wildfires, and about 1,000 names remain on the list of people still unaccounted for.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Just south of the California border in Tijuana, Mexico, hundreds of people gathered to protest the presence of around 3,000 Central American migrants who made their way there heading toward the United States. The protesters say they do not want their tax money spent on people stuck in Mexico for months waiting to apply for U.S. asylum. A handful of counter-protesters were about a block away expressing support for the migrants. This is Fox News.
That was dramatic pause. Illinois is only an 18-point underdog to Northwestern.
That's right. See, okay. Is that hopeful?
No, it's shocking. I mean, that's... we just lost by 63. And Northwestern's better than Iowa.
Right.
I don't get it. Maybe Northwestern, they have the Big Ten championship coming up because they're division champs. So maybe they're going to play their starters in the first half. I mean, maybe something like that. I don't get it. Anyway, that's respect.
Okay.
Shocking. Iowa is not as good as Northwestern because Northwestern beat them. I don't understand. Sometimes I don't get it.
Maybe we should put a little asterisk that this is how Stevie is on Mondays following the game typically.
Yeah.
And it gets better.
End of the week. Yeah.
It'll be Black Friday, so
got us
whatever.
Beat, got us beating Alabama by Friday.
Okay.
So, here we go with your news brought to you by Logic, a smarter way to work and play. Your everyday community at 1807 South Neal Street in Champaign. They got child care, restaurant, fitness, and workplace. Visit LODGIC.org. LODGIC.org.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
A 25-year-old woman was left with life-threatening injuries after an early morning shooting on Sunday. The News Gazette says the gunfire was from one speeding car to another. The woman who was hit was in a car that had left the American Legion Hall at 704 Hickory Street at about 1:45 in the morning on Sunday. Police said the vehicle went north on Hickory, another vehicle pulled up, and someone inside opened fire on the victim's vehicle. The victim was in critical condition. At last check, there had been no arrests. Authorities are asking the public to come forward with any information. If you know anything, go to 373tips.com. A road closure to be aware of near Central High School. New Street will be closed between University and Park Avenue, and the intersection of New Street and Park will be closed. Crews are replacing a water main near the school. The roads are set to reopen next week. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Logic, an all-new kind of everyday community that makes sense for you. Drop in for the kids to have a safe childcare option to learn and play. As you stay focused nearby in the building with workspace and meeting areas to get the job done, you'll have the flexibility you need to thrive and prosper and keep your energy up with wholesome food options or get in a good workout in their fitness rooms, all under one roof. Logic, an inspiring community for work, play, food, and fun. 1807 South Neal, corner of Neal and St. Mary. Online at LODGIC.com.
And you can always text us, 359-2255, 359-2255. I think we've moved fully toward basketball at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly you can text in about anything we say or do. Sometimes I get going and forget to remind you. Welcome your texts at 359-2255. Let's see here. Stay connected to your finances while you're on the go. Mobile banking at Busey. Manage your accounts anytime, anywhere using their mobile device, your mobile device on their mobile platform. You've got convenience. It's time saving, like having your branch in the palm of your hand. Safe and secure with the proper security measures in place. Busey offers options on how you access your accounts on the go. Busey mobile app, you can find the nearest branch or ATM, deposit checks, view balances, transfer funds, pay your bills right on your phone. Busey text, buseymobile.com. I think I've got all of their stuff on my phone. It's easy, it's convenient, and it's safe. Busey, dedicated to making your banking hassle-free no matter where your holiday travel plans take you. Innovative and secure mobile solutions. Download the Busey mobile app today to access your accounts anytime, anywhere. Visit Busey.com or 800-67-BUSEY, 800-67-BUSEY for all of your details. All right, it's Monday. It's Thanksgiving week. Yeehaw! Fun, wonderful time of year. Let us check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by CMI. Who doesn't want to work with Betsy and Brad Parks at the best janitorial supply company in the world? They're on Bloomington Road in Champaign. They've got this Checkmate system, an electrostatic sprayer that'll zap all the flu bugs in your building. Make sure you talk to them about it. CMIclean.com, 359-6262.
Cloudy, because we got some melting going on today. No chance of precipitation in this forecast. Just kind of fog and ugly as we start our Monday. High 38, down to around 25. 36 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy, down to 27. Up to the mid-40s by Wednesday, between 45 and 50 on Thursday for Thanksgiving with partly cloudy conditions. So more mild conditions as we come into this long holiday weekend. We're currently at 33 on ESPN 93.5.
I tell you, I went into RJ's maybe a month or two ago with Johnny and my sister Mary.
Daily Sports Bar downtown Philo.
Yeah, and kind of confronted because of my opinions.
Okay.
And then the guy said, no, we don't talk politics at a bar. Stop it.
Okay.
So that was better, but I did leave. Anyway, I don't know if it's a good idea to talk politics at Thanksgiving either.
Maybe Stephanie can give us some insight on that.
Relationship communication specialist, certified behavioral analyst, Stephanie Michelle. Is that how you say it?
Yes. Yes, you did well.
537 in Los Angeles, California.
Mm-hmm.
Can you smell the smoke?
You know, I could. It's getting better. I'm downtown Los Angeles,
man.
A little bit far from it, but very, very sad time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty bad.
All right, so you're sitting across, you're about to pass the cranberry sauce, and Aunt Sally says something like, if we didn't have such an idiot president... And you voted for Trump,
and
you just kind of
here
keep,
we go.
Keep passing the cranberry sauce there,
right.
Stephanie?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think we need to introduce a political swear jar to our Thanksgiving table and put money in it when things get heated and say, hey, you know, you're going to have to pay and set the stakes high. At least $5 go into that jar. And you know, these are some things that I'm really encouraging is kind of gamifying this conversation so it's not so intense. I mean, there is no one-size-fits-all to have difficult conversations. And everybody's feeling outrage and social outrage. So can we make it fun? Can we shorten the time that we're going to have these conversations? I think so. And these are going to create just these small actions that will shift it. So it's not as bad as it was last year.
Yeah, it is. You just kind of know, too, where people are. If you're family, you probably know. So why don't you just say, hey, how's your job? Hey, what you got going on? What are the kids up to? What's their favorite sport? I mean, I don't know why you want to go, but particularly now, it's so vitriolic and so impassioned on both sides. You just pass the turkey and give them a hug and say you love them and see you next year.
Exactly. Hug longer, you know, compliment each other. I mean, again, you're so right when you say everybody's feeling this. It doesn't matter what side that you're on. So why would we lean into that? Why would we do any more of that? We're sitting down for a nice dinner. You know, let's try something else. And we're out of practice on that try something else. Like we know how to debate because we see it every day, but we don't really know how to relate.
Yeah.
And, you know, I suggest even printing out some questions and putting them in a bowl. I mean, there's literally thousands of topics we could talk about outside of politics. And you know, to your point, too, nobody's asking about us personally anymore. You know, we don't ask those questions when we get together. Like, how are you doing? How's your job? You know, what's important to you right now? You know, and that feels good to have someone be interested in you. So let's talk about that. Let's get personal in a very meaningful way.
Yep. No, listen, Stephanie Michelle, who's a relationship communication specialist and certified behavior analyst, when are we going to feel the damage from the cell and smartphones where we can text but can't actually verbally speak anymore?
Yeah, we're feeling it now. You know, generations that are growing up with this and are used to online dating apps and, you know, having the short form communication where they don't want to invest and they're almost fearful of having a deeper conversation. You know, it's here right now. I read a statistic a couple of days ago that people using dating apps don't even expect kindness in their dating encounters. So we're here now, you know, and my suggestion and really where I, you know, stand with all of this is back to we are not practicing relating anymore and we actually have to take time to practice a different form of communication because we're so out of practice.
So instead of piano lessons, the shingle's going to say talking lessons?
Yeah. You know, I mean, one of my favorite things to do in a conversation is what's called mirroring. And, you know, when you're especially in a difficult conversation, so when you're listening to somebody before you respond or before you quickly think about, oh, how am I going to respond to this? You just listen. And then you repeat back to them, so, hey, is this what I'm hearing? Did I get everything correct? And in that, you know, the other person gets to hear, oh, this is how I'm coming off. This is, you know, this word meant something to me, but it means something different to them. But it also buys us a little time before we get fused in our response. And, you know, it's a very helpful thing to sit down and just sit with someone for like 5 or 10 minutes and go, we're just going to mirror back and forth.
So, Stephanie, you're suggesting that I listen to you and repeat what you say so that I make you feel important and you can hear how you sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we need these kinds of interactions. We almost have to take back our human encounters because we're not having meaningful interactions anymore. You know, we're out of practice. And it's not our fault. You know, I think this is how we get out of this decisiveness of politics, too. So if we say, hey, you know, there's this other thing that's in the mix that's causing this to feel this way. So let's just put the blame there. You know, let's not talk about politics and really try to do something different when we talk to each other.
I've got an age range, Stephanie, between 9 and 90 to try to make opposite ends of the spectrum there feel included in the conversation. What are your suggestions on that?
Yeah, again, I like the questions in the bowl. I posted 100 questions today to my website that are just fun questions that even you know, an aunt or a grandmother would like being asked, you know, what was one of your greatest moments? When do you feel, like, what things make you smile? Like, easy questions that everybody can participate in.
Where do we find your website, Stephanie?
It's just stephaniemichelle.com, and Michelle is with one L.
Gotcha. StephanieMichelle.com. Michelle is with one L. So I'm mirroring you. You get it?
Very good.
Yes. You're a great listener.
One more thing before I let you go. You're in an elevator. You got seven floors. You're advising somebody about how to act at Thanksgiving dinner. What do you say?
Oh, I love this question. So I try to get someone to laugh. I think it's so funny that people are looking down on their cell phone when you know that they don't work in elevators. So I usually just say something like, how's that working for you? You know, and we both kind of giggle. Or I'll ask the question, what's the last funny joke that you heard?
Wow.
I like that.
Stephanie Michelle, nice meeting you. Thank you for waking up early in Los Angeles at 5:44 now. Make sure the coffee is brewing. Hopefully we can chat again. Stephanie Michelle, Michelle.com, StephanieMichelle.com. Thanks so much for being on.
No problem. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. ESPN 93.5. All right, there you go.
Okay, I like what makes you smile. What's the last best joke you heard? Stuff like that. Yeah. I'm totally bringing that to our scene on Thanksgiving.
You guys at the Ducey's probably had a lot of diversity at your Thanksgiving dinners.
Yes, we did. And, in fact, I'm inviting some neighbors that are single, bachelor and bachelorettes and things like that. I'm calling it my late night or late afternoon gathering, the Thanksgiving of Misfits.
It's just great to get together.
My
mom and dad invited, you know, a lot of university people that were couldn't go home.
That's right.
Because they're from another country. So we had a very diverse Thanksgiving table. Christmas was always family, but Thanksgiving was generally, we reached out. So we've got a table building in our house as well that's going to be diverse and different and fun. And we enjoy that. It's just great to talk to people that, you know,
that's right. That's normally why these open-end questions are key.
Right. What makes
you
smile?
How was it when you were a kid, you know, when you celebrated Thanksgiving?
Easy questions. Mm-hmm. Fun. 7:45, check your sports coming up. ESPN 93.5.
Lane's Farm and Fleet has great prices every day. So on Black Friday, you know the savings will be amazing. With deals 50% off or more in every department. Like select crock pots, half off, just $9.99. Half off Norelco cordless wet-dry razors, only $34.99. Rubbermaid 28-piece storage sets, regularly $19.99, now just $6.99. $50 off Tefal 20-piece copper cookware sets, only $49.99. And half off select men's Dickies and women's Lee jeans. Score huge Black Friday savings on American Kennel Club dog beds, regularly $19.99, now only $8.99. Milwaukee 74-piece impact sets, half off just $19.99. Pyrex 12-piece glass storage sets, 50% off, only $9.99. And holiday candy cane braided dog shoes, buy one, get one free. Plus, Purple Power windshield wash, one day only price, just 99 cents. Don't miss massive savings at Lane's Farm and Fleet. Doors open at 6 a.m. on Black Friday.
Aloha, Illini Nation. The Illinois men's basketball team is playing in the Maui Invitational starting Monday, November 19th. Game Day Spirits, the official supplier of Tommy Bahama Illinois apparel for the tournament. And it's available now at Game Day Spirit stores and online at GameDaySpirit.com. Wear what the coaches wear. Relax in authentic Tommy Bahama blouses and Hawaiian shirts. If you're not in Maui, add a Tommy Bahama pullover to your polo or camp shirt and cheer on your team in style. These items are only available at game day, so get your gear there and go Illini.
Hey, it's the $6 million man. Well, $35 million if you adjust for inflation. Remember how happy you were getting me as a kid? Feel that way again with a stylish Honda Accord during Happy Honda Days. It comes standard with Honda Sensing, a suite of safety and driver assist features. Race you there. Get something you love during Happy Honda Days. Well-qualified buyers can enjoy 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Accord. Right now at your Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details.
It's Happy Honda Days with your favorite Care Bears. Me, Grumpy Bear.
And me, Chair Bear.
Remember how happy you were getting us as a kid?
Yeah, happy.
Get that feeling again with the Honda CR-V.
Hooray!
It's a 2018 KBB.com Best Buy.
Yay!
And comes with a standard rear-view camera. Plus, available Honda Sensing.
Yay!
Get something you'll love during Happy Honda Days.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to centralilhondadealers.com.
For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com.
Colossians 2:6-7 states, Therefore, as you've received Jesus Christ the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. This Thanksgiving, let us realize our glasses are not half empty, but overflowing with the love of Jesus Christ. Let us be thankful for all we have and share the love of Christ with everyone we come in contact with. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
All right, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headline.
Got some text in to 359-2255. There go, Sages. Monticello has made it through. State bound, and same with GCMS. Wow.
Yeah.
They'll be taking on Moroa Forsyth.
How about Moroa Forsyth beating St. Teresa on a safety?
Really?
It was 14-14, and the punt got away and went out of the end zone 16-14.
Well, I know when I was coming out of the Illini game right after Grace's presentation.
You made it that far.
I did.
Good for you. That was second quarter.
Right into the
second quarter. Yeah, it was cold, too.
It was.
Yeah. Thank you for coming. That was nice
no
of you.
No problem. But in any case, a lot of folks that I was talking with were talking about Monticello and GCMS.
Yeah.
And so they turned their attention away from the Illini to that.
Track that, huh?
We've got the Illini and Gonzaga at 10:30 tonight, and Trent Frazier will be in uniform after being on concussion protocol. Let's see what we can do with Gonzaga at 10:30 tonight.
All right. 11:30, 12:30, decompress one. So I'll be in bed 1:30.
I mean, you can get a nap in and handle all that, right?
Nah.
Okay.
Just be tired tomorrow.
Bears in Minnesota. Yeah, Bears on top, and Colts win too.
Bears are good now. Bears are really, really good. The Saints are my team. And they're playing great.
They won 9 straight.
Yeah, they're really playing.
So they came out of the gate with the one loss?
We were in Atlantic City. Christian and I went to the window and said we'd like to bet $20 on the New Orleans Saints to win the Super Bowl. And then we watched them lose to Tampa Bay.
That's right.
And so we're going, oops. And he kept the ticket in his wallet.
Okay.
Tickets were $260 if the Saints win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's that. Check your weather next.
Been planning a milestone anniversary trip to Hawaii? Or maybe you're taking the entire family on your first European adventure. Wherever you're planning on going, the U of I Community Credit Union wants you to fly on us. No, we aren't starting an airline. But with the Illini Visa Rewards Card, you can score thousands of points to fly anywhere in the world. Fly on us at the U of I Community Credit Union. Right now, new Illini Visa cardholders will receive 50,000 bonus points when you spend $5,000 or more in purchases within the first 90 days. See the mountains in Colorado, explore the outback in Australia, or check out the Northern Lights in Alaska or Iceland. Redeem points to fly anytime, anywhere, with no blackout dates, including flights on Southwest and JetBlue. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer, so apply online today at IlliniCard.org. That's IlliniCard.org.
You have a community credit union.
West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental are very thankful to help, heal, and service families all throughout East Central Illinois. And that's why in the month of November, they're celebrating and giving thanks by giving back to folks who work hard every day to make our community great. Throughout the month of November, West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental will give anyone who comes in the office for treatment a $50 credit, or if no treatment is needed, a free fluoride treatment. If you're a public or government employee, teacher, or employed by a local school district, you're eligible for this offer. Do you work in law enforcement or support those who do? Are you employed by a local area hospital or a first responder? Then you're eligible as well. Take advantage of this offer today. In-office treatment with a $50 credit, or if no treatment is needed, a free fluoride treatment. Find out if you're eligible by calling 607-1292. Call 607-1292 to see if you're eligible for this offer. And thanks for making East Central Illinois great. From your friends at West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental in Urbana, Champaign, and Rantoul.
Stevie J Travel presents Holiday in Missouri with Mary Beth Kurosik, November 27th through the 30th. See and experience the history of the diverse ethnic immigrant communities of St. Louis, St. Charles, and Herman, Missouri. Enjoy culinary cooking classes, a chocolate tour, holiday shopping and trolley ride, and so much more. There's still time to sign up. Holiday in Missouri, November 27th through the 30th. Go to steviejtravel.com for all the details. Where do you want to go? Here's your weather brought to you by CMI, I want to think about the Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. I want to get the vacuum backpack.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have dog hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I had that Ghostbusters-looking thing, it straps on your back and it just... And it's cordless.
Especially on the steps.
Yeah, it's rechargeable. So you can just... Yeah, it'll be so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, CMIClean.com.
High near 40 today with the clouds. Down to 26 this evening. Partly cloudy tomorrow. High 37. Down to 26. 43 with sunshine Wednesday as you're getting all the groceries and thoughts together for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving as we're traveling and eating lots of turkey. We've got a high 46 expected, clear and a low 34 in the evening. Partly cloudy on a Black Friday. I think there's a typo from the National Weather Service because it says 60 on the banner above and then it says 50 on the typing below.
So I've got it here in my phone, and according to my phone, Friday's high is 49.
I think it's a high 50.
Well, that's still darn good.
Over here, it does say 60.
49 and rain, but I mean, isn't Black...
Either way, it's more mild, at least, for Friday. And Saturday's high 53. That's when we have the parade of lights going on.
Saturday?
Saturday evening.
Yeah.
There is a slight chance of precipitation early on Saturday, but looking good for downtown Champaign. Really, things start with the Santa visits at Big Grove Tavern at 3. The parade steps off at 6. I'll be up above on the Volition balcony calling out the parade.
Awesome.
Miss Illinois in one of those entries.
She'll be there. She'll also be in the WGN parade in Chicago. And it's interesting. She got the entire printout of how it works. It's so refined. She has to be lined up, I don't know, early. And then it steps off at 8. She's on TV at 9:53. That's how coordinated that is.
Okay.
So she'll be on whatever side the TV camera is because they want her on that side so they can talk to her for a minute.
I see.
So they plan everything out. It's fascinating.
So they come up to the car with the microphone?
Come up to the car with the microphone and the camera. So
just like me on the 4th of July.
There you go. So Grace will be on WGN Thursday morning at 9:53. If you think of it, I'll be recording. We'll be up there briefly, and then I got to run home and get that turkey in the oven.
All right.
So, 7:55. So, again, Monticello takes on Byron. The problem here with Unity and now Monticello, St. Joe Ogden, is that the North tends to be super strong. And so that's why it's hard to win a state title because the North seems to be a lot different than the South. So Byron's undefeated. So is Monticello. Cully's a really good coach out of Monticello. But generally, it'll be here. It'll be here Saturday.
That's right.
So it's great to have it at Memorial Stadium as the Illini will be up in Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe the point spread for Illinois football is only 18. I thought it'd be a little bit taller, bigger because of our performance on Saturday. But in any event, it's 18. If
and
you
that's care Ryan about Field.
It's, what is it?
Ryan Field.
Ryan Field in Evanston, mm-hmm. Right. Okay, we're going to break for the news. We'll be right back. It's ESPN 93.5. It's Monday.
Imagining a better bank starts with...